Well, hello out there. This is Montil, and you have reached Revolution Radio. Are you a rebel in this revolution? Well, honey, you have chimed in to the correct network. Yes, this is the Truth Teller Network. Hey, now, as a semiotic linguist, my heart's desire is to come to you. I have a will, and I have made a way to express how important we need this to be. What needs to be expressed is our human experience. What you went through is important. Because if you went through it and you're listening to this right now, that means you made it through it. You made it through whatever you had been faced with. Okay? And on here, I speak about us facing the reality, facing the real for realness. The realness we need is what heals our souls. It is called integrity, the integral healing, okay? That you have concern for yourself. Because you're concerned about yourself, that means you are able to uplift others and be concerned when they need edification. I tell you, my number one rule of life is lift each other up and not tear each other down. You understand? We cannot afford to do that. We have to recognize who we are in the realms around us as people who are chosen, as people who are able to tap into realms that are very, very supernatural. Okay? We have abilities that have been dumbed down, that have been misinterpreted. And the world we live in has nothing to do with the reality of our existence after this life down here. Where do you want to be after this? And I speak often of, what are you going to do while you're here? What legacy are you going to leave behind? Regardless of what has been set out as a standard against you, you set up a standard for your well-being, your quality of life, okay? We got to get in on the bit bucket. Y'all look that up. Google that today. Bit bucket. I'm telling you right now. What you are created to be, whom you are. Oh my. I'm gonna need you to do me a favor. And quite frankly, it's not for me. But I would praise and give thanks to hear that you have stepped out to step into your destiny. Step on out of that box you've been put in, baby. How could anyone possibly thrive in a box? We survive to thrive. All right, we're not victims up in here. We're living our lives. All right, so as a semiotic linguist, I love this. I love coming to you. It fills my soul to edify you. Iron sharpens iron, baby. Okay, I don't consider you dull. I don't consider nobody dull. I think everybody has an ear they're sharp in. All right? And whatever God gave you, baby, you use it. You use it. Okay? And keep that servant heart. That you know it is true. You give, you're going to receive, baby. Okay? You have to enjoy your life. You have to forget all that. Forget all these people. If nobody's uplifting you, hey, I'm right here, right now. And I believe in divine intervention, baby. And if you're right here on Revolution Radio, you are here to be lifted. Be lifted with me, my friends. The poem which I'm going to recite today is a work that I haven't quite named. But I figured on the spot I would give it the essence of creation at its best, right? I mean, when you make something, you made it, right? And you know that it might not be appreciated by everyone, but that if it came to you, there was a special need for it somewhere in this universe, okay? Because not everybody gonna like what you do, but when you find that right person and you touch the right person, I mean, that reciprocation, that is rewarding. There's no price, there's no money that someone can pay for love, okay? You can't buy love. Money can't buy you love. Blackstreet, old school, right? So with that being said, we are warriors, emperors, kings, and queens. Taking time for possibilities, not looking back. Comfortably supplying novelties, artistic ancestry and class. Presumptions of almighty sovereignty, ceremonial internal intimate mask. Warriors and emperors, kings and queens, trusting instincts while navigating through the tall grown grass. Cheetahs, jaguars, lioness precisely obliging, not a physical but the spiritual climax. Preemptive impulse protects and intercedes. Humble refuge refutes contest to the max. The new wide woke, this true awakening, like unleavened bread made from scratch. All right. Here we go. Synopsis up in here. Abstract. It's abbreviated. You know, we put it all together though. The narrative. I just said it could reach just one person. It makes a difference. All right. So make the submarine outline and put a plot in it. Not a plot for something to turn out some type of way, but somebody's feeling some type of way. But a plot meaning get it ready to go. What you have in your mind, write it down that it will arrive on time. Because what is best for you is possible. But you got to have it in your mind. Envision. Envision what you want. Baby, write it down. Make it official. Make it official by writing it down and believing that you will see it. Ain't no you'll see it, then believe it. No, you believe it, then you will see it. And I'm a living testimony of that. Okay? It is about the spiritual climax up in here. Okay? Our flesh can only get so much abundance and satisfaction. I want you to think about finding satisfaction in spiritual realms and spiritual places and things and people. This earth is not all it's cracked up to be. Speaking of what? The American dream. I think we're all waking up, and whether folks will face it or not, that's their thing, their own way they would like to go. But I'm telling you right now, we're all in this, and I've said it before. Okay? We're all in this, and I'm hoping you're finding out. The truth is all out there, baby. Yes. Let's be wide woke, but in a way where we're looking back at what others did and what we can learn from it. We can also look at what we did and learn from it, but let go of that guilt, shame, fear, judgment, condemnation. Okay? You got to take time for the possibilities. Okay? There are many, many ways of doing each and everything. You do not have to be lined up with the most part. You are your own part. You have your own soul and your own heart. So I love you very much. I came out today just letting you know. Don't worry about the bit bucket. I'm not going to give you what it is. I want you to look it up, baby. Remember I told you about that. Don't let nobody steal what you got up in your mind. Write it down. Write it down, baby. Write it down. Don't even say it out loud. That's what I'm getting anymore. But I don't mind getting out here and being bold. Letting it be known. Hey, like I said, we got work to do. All right? And get out of the habit of explaining too much. You ain't got to explain nothing to nobody. Guess what? God saw everything, baby. And he also forgives us for everything. So we got to forgive everybody else for what they did. Right? Hey, forgive and you will be forgiven. Move on so you can get on with your living. This is a great day. Make it that way. I say it's a great day if you make it that way. All right. This is Revolution Radio. The truth is being told. We are showing love, and loyalty is giving life. Hold on to all that you are made of. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And turn it around for good, baby. It's called a transferable skill. Look it up today. Take the skills that, no matter what your life is right now or what it used to be, or if you feel some type of way and you ready to move on and see what else there is to see, well, you take them skills you learned from wherever you've been in your life and you turn it into something good and great. The journey is not an accident. All that you've been through or experienced or regretted even, take it as a, hey, man, all right then. Like I said, it's all right then. Simple words can explain so much. All right, write it down. I love y'all. Be blessed.